know the rules of the quorum. Do we have all that stuff, or do you just
good
do
enough.
It? Okay. Because I don't like to say it, and I don't ever do it, and I feel like, am I supposed to? Okay, if everybody's ready, we'll just start and get this over with. We just needed to meet quick to revise the life policy so that we can repost it and then send it. Does it have to go to the board? Or does
they're
it just
review
go to
it.
A shack and then...
Well, this is a shack meeting.
Right, right. But is this to revise it or to approve the revisions?
Jake and I talked about that the other day. They're going to review it and... just so they have knowledge of it. So in case anyone questions what we're doing, at least they can honestly say it was brought to our attention.
Okay. And then anything that's in here that anybody wants to add, change, we can still do that because there's some different, people have different perspectives. So the main thing was we're basically doing everything it says in here, but we really need to reiterate the fact that the school... can send the kids home. Every place that you're ever going to look, it says the kid should not be sent home that day. But it's a local decision. So we put in there that we strongly suggest that the parent come pick them up. If for some reason some people are working, some people can't, whatever, they can stay to the end of the day. But it's getting them to come back is where we're going to, only the place we're going to get them and say, you can't come back until you... come to the nurse and get a head check. And if there's nothing alive in your head, you can stay. The issue was the buses not picking the kids up. And I know that there was younger issues. So in the thing, we call the bus barn, we tell them not to pick the kids up, that a parent has to bring them for the head check. And then if they still have live lice, they have to go home and be retreated. And then that repeats until they either fix it or it becomes a truancy issue, and then that falls into something else. CPS doesn't do anything with it, except they have this liaison person that'll go out to the house and try to help the people. So we did put in there, after, I don't know how many times, maybe two or three times getting sent, we'll put a CPS report in just to try to get somebody out there to help them. Everything else basically stayed the same. I think it's just trying to hammer down that they can't come back to school with live head lice. Some kids do get on the bus anyway. Some kids' parents just drop them off at the door and they get in, so we check them, call. But it's a thing with SPED too. I don't know if we can't not pick them up on the bus. Is that if Amanda needs to go out there and pick them up in a car to bring, you know, like those kind of little issues that can we call someone that rides a SPED bus and say, you can't put your kid on the bus today.
Well, if they have not been cleared, you know, we have a policy in place, and it's because of this. If we just don't go pick them up for whatever reason, then that counts as a day out of placement for us. So, but if they have been sent home, you know, for a particular reason, I think that we would be okay.
Okay, so if it's specifically head lice and...
I can check with the attorney, though, just to get her opinion on that.
Okay. Because that was really the only issue. The other ones were little kids.
Yeah. We're worried about little kids that parents just leave them at the bus stop, you know, with the older sibling. Well, the older sibling gets on the bus, but that one can't get on the bus. What do you do? You can't just leave them there. You know.
But they would be putting them up this way. They'd be putting them back on the bus to then come to you to be checked after treatment. But we would need to maintain some close communication.
Technically, they're supposed to bring them to school. They're supposed to bring them not on the bus.
They can't send them and then go to the nurse and get a check.
Because they won't bring them.
Happening.
They won't bring them.
Listen, and they still
so that's what really the way we found to work around that is for Amanda to just not even pick them up.
Yeah.
And once the parent has to keep dealing with that, then that's the only time they do anything with some of these kids. Yeah. So.
I'll send this policy to her. Is what I'll do.
Okay, make sure it's in there.
Just ask how this would apply to students in special education.
Okay, yeah, it's in screen. The student may not return to school in 1.1.5. Must be brought to the nurses for a head check before returning to campus. If the student does show up at school and makes it to the classroom, teacher needs to refer The student may not ride the bus until cleared to return to campus. Mm-hmm. The nurse will alert the bus barn. Okay, so that's the part.
We obviously need this because, you know, yeah. I know that I have a student that is continually mm-hmm. has this issue. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad we're doing something about it.
Try it.
Yeah.
Has this just been an overwhelming year for head lice, or I mean, what sparked all these changes?
Basically just, well, teachers are getting lice from the kids that just keep coming back. And then there's been
some parents that have called.
And then a couple parents have called because they're treating their kids over and over and over, but then the same people are coming to school.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about taking out the proof of FDA-approved lice shampoo bottles.
Yeah.
Because some people don't like to use, they use other alternative things. So do you have a pen?
What's expensive, too?
Can you cross off that, the FDA one?
What is an alternative?
You can use, like,
You could just bring, like, proof of a
anything that will suffocate it. You
life shampoo treatment.
Yeah.
Just take out FDA.
Treatment?
Yeah.
No. Well, I should not get
it with flat. Yeah, because a lot of people use, like, oil and suffocate it.
You should be fine, Miss Carrie. You have a lot of hairspray. Yeah.
They said my daughter had a hairspray.
I know. Not her. Not today.
Yes.
I do get it when I was student teaching, so yeah, I am one of those that.
I got it my first year in nursing because I wore my hair down all the time.
Yeah,
with
the kids.
Yeah, that hairspray. I'm like, I'm flammable at all times.
Yeah. Not student teaching, my first year in the classroom, my first year teaching, I did get it.
Isn't that crazy?
And that was awful. It was very embarrassing.
It is. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm like, how do people just walk? You're calling them every day and they're like,
yeah.
Okay. We can. Another thing is, if these kids are having whatever troubles getting everything, the Good Side Health will call in prescription strength treatments and stuff and call it into the pharmacy. Their insurances will cover it. So that's an option. And the other thing we were talking about, we've got two people suggesting that the school buy the lice treatment, which I don't think is really an effective, like you were saying, because you send it home, you buy the stuff. Even if we do it here in the school, if their beds aren't clean and their linens aren't, it is like throw money to them. Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense. I understand that it helps for that moment, but it's not taking care of the problem. So
You said that insurance would cover that. Is that even Medicaid?
Yeah. Medicaid probably is the only one.
Yeah. If you don't have insurance, then it's like $200. Yeah. Exactly. But Medicaid, we do try to recommend it to them.
I didn't realize it costs that much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For the prescription one. The one, and it kills it on the spot.
Okay. There's not like an over-the-counter one?
There is.
Like 30 or 40. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And that's the other issue, like the people with multiple kids, I mean, they have to spend over.
Yeah, I need to drink
everybody. And some of them are new to that one. Because I guess it's not used to it.
So is this anything in the hair? So it can't even be on the hair strand? I know one point we had said, oh, they can come back as long as...
Yes.
So like knits.
The knits are okay. As long as there's nothing alive.
As long as I can crawl.
I know.
But they need to
just talk about live.
Says knits are not okay.
No, for real. Because then if they don't treat them again in that 6 to 7 day period, they're going to hatch.
Yeah.
So they need to be retreated and rechecked. We send home a whole packet. I mean, there's no question about how they need to do it, what they need to do, who they can call, how they can get it done. There's no reason they can't fix it. What anything else?
I think that option, that Good-Side Health is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because like some parents might, even if they have one kid, maybe not can afford the $30.
Yeah,
I mean, the kid doesn't know their parents can afford the $30, but if she could get it free through her insurance.
And if that's an issue, too, like where they come, the school can buy it for them through different programs if we know they're going to
use it.
You know what I mean? Like, in that case, us cleaning her hair in school isn't going to do anything, but you have one that's like, I want to treat it, but I can't.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yes, because nothing else is being treated in
right.
their home.
Right. And even if you want to get it and do it in the nurse, like those kind, we can do that, but the ones that are continuous, it's not going
to
do any good.
Yes.
Poor Jennifer was scarred.
Yeah.
We didn't have much.
Oh. Okay, anything else? Like, I don't know if there's any other concerns with it, questions with it? Anything else you wish that was in there that... We can't do full class, we shouldn't do full class things if the teacher notices itching or whatever, to send that kid.
Yeah, and then always just tell them, if you notice them itching, send them.
Are you going to change that 2.31 also that talks about prescription strength wash shampoo? Or does it?
Yes, no, Joyce crossed that off. Oh, and 2.31, yeah, also. Just proof of some type of lice treatment. Okay, nurse, to be sent home. Nurse will complete a CPS report after what the complete say is. Day 3.
If we do a CPS report for that, it's not like a, it'll be just a little.
Yes, they don't.
We will remember.
Mm-hmm. And you can put that in your note too, like family needs assistance.
Okay.
And then the care portal too is another option for those kids. Like they will, I don't know who it's through, Marquita Garrett, whatever she's, but the, well, you don't have a caseworker, but with your, the counselors all have access to that care portal where they will buy specific things for specific, you just kind of put out what the need is. And then, like, churches donate money into this thing, or she reaches out to a specific place and says, like, we have a family needing lice treatment, can't afford it, and they will purchase that stuff for them. So care portal is a huge...
Did you try that route before CPS?
If it's a for, if it's a being able to afford it issue, yeah. Not for people
some
who...
Of us, some of them are that.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't get paid till Friday, I can't...
Right, and that's a care portal, that would be a care portal. I'll get Michelle Whitten has all Michelle Whitten, if your counselor needs it, she's got it all set up with that lady, and you just it's a computer thing, you just kinda go in, it's in center, but you go in, you put your campus, you put the need, and then they call you or you call them, but it's
more. Can our nurses get access to that?
I think so. I think anybody can get access to it. Just, you know, but usually we go through the counselor. Yeah, since you don't have one, but that'll get them so hooked up with them. Yeah, but they'll pay, like, they have paid, like, a rent for a family, they've paid an electric bill for a family, they've paid, like, the house that burnt down, they're getting a list for each kid, and then they're sending that to Care Portal, and they're going to supply that, Walmart gift cards for groceries, I mean, all sorts of different, just things that you wouldn't even think of. Mm-hmm. And it's all like local churches that she has like a little network, so. Okay, if there's nothing else that you guys think needs to go in there. Do you think it looks okay?
It's basically what we've been doing for the most part. Trying to.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the one at high school, are they coming to you for this check or?
When they came back, I'm trying to think if she came back to me. They very rarely bring her to me.
Right.
So I don't think she ever made it back to me. But they, I know they're on it, so if they see anything.
Yeah.
But no. Okay. If that's...
Everybody approve it?
Approve? Everybody approve? Anybody not approve? David? He's approved. He is here. He's the first one here about this.
Listen, I have no hair, so I'm not.
A little hairspray on it.
That's right. Yeah. A little product.
Give me some polish.
Okay, then approved. With the cross outs, right?
Yep.
This was needed. I appreciate
you. So they can take them to like the Hope Clinic and to get that same stuff prescribed.
Yes.
Because they have a lot of avenues there for assistance that through programs to, I just have to care enough to.
Exactly, that's the problem. Because we can get them to all these places, and we take them to all these places, but they don't follow through, they don't follow up, and it's just like a cycle. Well,
in another 10 years, the school will look like we're the parents, a bunch of folks. Already are, but it seems like it's getting worse and worse.
Are you done?
Adjourn.
Adjourn.